KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have snow here in Atlantic, blowing snow, and it's 26 degrees. We look for light snow or flurries today. Less than 1/2 inch is expected here in the Atlantic area, high of 33. We've already picked up close to 1/10 of an inch on the grassy areas, but the roads are looking fine so far this morning. Snow covers a wide swath of western and southwest Iowa, stretching from around Ottawa and over to Denison and Carroll, and then straight on down through to Osceola and across the Highway 34 corridor as well. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Visibility is about 0.3 of a mile, so do make sure your headlights are on and give yourself plenty of extra travel time. In the news, the Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office in Atlantic reports two bridge replacement projects will begin next month in northern Adair County. Both projects are on Highway 25, less than 5 miles south of Interstate 80. The projects include a bridge over the Middle River, 1.2 miles south of I-80, with an estimated cost of slightly more than $2 million. And the North Turkey Creek Bridge, about 4.6 miles south of Interstate 80. That project is expected to cost a little more than $1.4 million. In both cases, the old bridges will be removed, with a new substructure and piers installed prior to the bridge deck. Residents in the area of the bridge closures will still have access to their homes with staggered barricades for local traffic only. Traffic will otherwise be detoured from I-80 on County Road P-28 south to Highway 92 east of Greenfield. Both of those projects are expected to begin May 29th with completion in November. A Mexican official says autopsies show that the gas that killed an Iowa family was propane that leaked from a faulty water heater at the rented condominium in Mexico. Investigator Christopher Martinez with the Attorney General's Office for the State of Quintana Roo told the Des Moines Register that the water heater had rusted in the humid climate. Services were held last Saturday in Creston for the Sharp family. Their bodies were found March 23rd inside the condo in the resort town of Tulum. Amy Sharp's cousin, Jana Welland, said Wednesday that relatives know the water heater was the suspected source, but that U.S. and Mexican officials hadn't yet said what type of gas the Sharps inhaled. The condo association has said the owners are responsible for the maintenance. The water heater was bought in 2012, according to Martinez, and its warranty ran out last year. He wouldn't say, though, who owns the condo. The family's rented car was full of sand the day bodies were found, leading police to believe the Sharps had been at the beach all day. The day died, and investigators think the family returned home to the condo to bathe and rest. The Creston Police Department reports this morning 18-year-old Mariah Lynn Reed of Creston was arrested Thursday afternoon. Reed was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for violation of a protection order and interference with official acts. She was transported to the Adams County Jail and held without bond. A woman accused of stabbing her three daughters in northwest Iowa has pleaded guilty in a deal with prosecutors. Clay County District Court records say 26-year-old Danica Arzaga of Spencer entered her pleas Wednesday to 3 counts of misdemeanor child endangerment. The charges had been lowered from felony kidnapping. Arzaga was given 2 years probation and a suspended prison sentence of 6 years. Authorities say she took the 2 8-year-olds and 4-year-old from their home in Royal on September 19th. The children were found abandoned in Sanborn later that day. Arzaga was arrested September 20th in Sioux City. The children had been removed from Arzaga's custody and placed in another relative's care. A man arrested on drug and weapons charges after a Sioux City slaying now faces federal charges. The U.S. District Court record filed this week says 60-year-old Liborio Martinez Rubio is charged with conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine with a firearms crime. The Iowa charges have been dropped. Martinez Rubio was arrested January 11th, hours after 26-year-old Javier Chiron was fatally shot. Police say Martinez Rubio acknowledged ownership of some guns found at the home where investigators think Chiron was shot. Authorities say one of the guns was among the 79 reported stolen in 2007 from a Shields store in Lincoln, Nebraska. Elsewhere in state news, authorities have released the name of a pilot who was injured when his small plane crashed in northeastern Polk County. The crash happened around 4 p.m. Thursday in a cornfield about 5 miles south of Maxwell, shortly after the aircraft took off. The Polk County Sheriff's Office identified the pilot as 43-year-old Jason Beckman of Lakeview. He was flown to a Des Moines hospital for treatment of arm and leg injuries. He was alone in the aircraft, and the crash remains under investigation. The Iowa legislature has taken final action on two proposals related to drunk driving. One would force recently convicted drunk drivers with a temporary restricted license to use a device that prevents their vehicles from starting if they're intoxicated. Representative Sandy Salmon, a Republican from Janesville, has been asking for this ignition interlock device requirement for years.
I took up this issue because of a constituent whose 5-month-old great-grandson was killed by a drunk driver. I have since heard from folks whose lives have been painfully, tragically, and irreversibly changed by a person driving drunk.
Salmon said this bill helps separate the drinking from the driving. Each time we drive, we must always remember that we are powering thousands of pounds of steel through the air like a torpedo, and that is enough to kill somebody. The House unanimously gave this proposal final legislative approval on Wednesday. The Senate sent a different bill to the governor on Wednesday that seeks to reduce liability for bars and restaurants accused of over-serving alcohol to someone involved in a drunk driving incident. Senator Herman Quirnbach, a Democrat from Ames, opposed the bill.
We're going soft on drunk driving.
Supporters say the bill's needed to help bar and restaurant owners find cheaper liability insurance. Senator Rick Bertrand, a Republican from Sioux City, says the bill had been so watered down by Republicans in the House that there was only one worthwhile section left.
Just like a grease trap in the back of a tavern. This thing stinks. But we're all going to hold our nose and we're going to vote it out of here because of that one piece of it.
The original bill would have set a $175,000 maximum damage on awards from bars or a restaurant in the drunk driving case. The final version of the bill would let juries award an unlimited amount of money for substantial or permanent damages from a drunk driving accident. Iowa is seeing an increase in both reported cases of child abuse and confirmed cases of abuse. Allie Mormon, spokeswoman for the Prevent Iowa Child Abuse, says an increase in the number of reports doesn't necessarily translate to an increase in cases, though.
Iowa's rates of child abuse are higher than the national average, and we are actually seeing an increase in confirmed cases of child abuse in Iowa, which rose in the years from 2015 to 2016, rose by about 8%. It's a serious issue that's out there, and we as communities need to take action to prevent abuse from occurring.
The laws defining child abuse vary from state to state, which may account for why Iowa's numbers are higher than the national average.
So what Iowa code says is abuse may be different compared to other states, but we also think that one of the main factors is that there are cultural differences around the country as far as communities that are more likely to report abuse, and quite frankly, communities that may be more aware of the signs of abuse and more likely to report things that are going on.
The agency is sponsoring its annual Child Abuse Prevention and Family Support Conference in Des Moines next week. The event, scheduled from Monday through Wednesday, should draw about 600 people from across the state.
People that are focused in the fields of family support, social work, education, a lot of professionals that work a lot with families and children. And we really aim to bring collaboration across sectors that will ultimately help strengthen families and develop components that will lead to greater community change, all with the aim of prevention of child abuse.
In 2015, Iowa had some 47,000 referrals for child abuse and neglect. Of those, more than 23,000 reports were referred for investigation. That same year, the Iowa Department of Human Services says there were nearly 8,300 children found to be abused statewide, while 12 Iowa children died from abuse or neglect. And the child abuse hotline, by the way, is 800-362-2178. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.